Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, in God's news behind the news, the European Union, man, there's some stuff happening in Europe, and it's involving Islam, economic crisis. I mean, there is a melting pot of trouble, if you will, stirring in the European Union. Well, I want you to listen to this segment of CBN as they talk about this more. And when we get back, we're going to share about this and delve right in.
Well, political correctness is rife in the universities and in the so-called elite media. They don't want to talk about what political correctness can do or what multiculturalism can do to a nation. And you don't hear about this in other news media, but CBN News has been reporting for years that Europe is facing more and more social, religious, and financial problems. And the root of it all is, according to our reporters, political correctness. Our reporter Dale Hurd brings us this cogent analysis that you won't see anywhere else.
On May 21st, French historian Dominic Venner shocked France when he walked into Notre Dame Cathedral, put a letter on the altar, and shot himself in the head. It was a protest against Islamization and France's new gay marriage law. He said in his suicide note he hoped his death would wake up the nation. Europe is being forced to awaken because parts of Europe are literally on fire. In Sweden a few weeks ago, predominantly Muslim immigrants set fires for several nights. In Britain, a soldier was butchered on a London street by a Muslim. In France, a recent convert to Islam tried to do the same thing to a French soldier, but only wounded him. Amidst failing economies, Europe is continuing to fracture into ethnic tribes that hate one another. Even German Chancellor Angela Merkel has admitted that multiculturalism has failed. It's led to immigrant ghettos inside European cities that are breeding grounds for radicalism and hostility to mainstream society. In Paris, we asked Guy Millière, author of the new book, Radical Islam is a Weapon of Mass Destruction, why the European establishment continues to allow and encourage Islam to spread while suppressing Christianity.
The connection between radical Muslims and leftists in Europe is that both are totalitarian. And they see something in common between them and radical Muslims.
A lot of European leaders still seem to fear political correctness more than Islamic terrorism. British Prime Minister David Cameron said there is nothing in Islam that justified the beheading of British soldier Lee Rigby by a Muslim, ignoring the many verses in the Quran that command Muslims to behead unbelievers. Cameron instead called the murder a betrayal of Islam. It took the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab to correct Cameron in a series of tweets, saying that the gruesome killing wasn't a betrayal of Islam, but a portrayal of Islam. The Rigby murder caused rioting and attacks on mosques across Britain.
Enough's enough. Our message is enough, enough. We have weak leaders, weak police. Our police and our leaders tiptoe around this issue. This issue is political Islam. It's political Islam that's spreading across this country.
Across the channel in France, opponents of the new gay marriage and adoption law now talk openly of revolution. One group even calling itself the French Spring. They view the new law as a tool of the left to tear down French tradition, and it seems to have galvanized hatred for the leftist government of François Hollande.
I think that the main aim of the French government is to destroy traditional families. They speak about rights, they speak about equality, but it's not a question of rights, it's not a question of equality, it's a question of destruction of the family.
In Eastern Europe, fascism is on the march. Hungary's Jobbik is the third largest party in parliament. Its leader says only a show of strength is effective against the unscrupulous Zionist advance. And Jobbik wants a national registry drawn up listing all the Jews in Hungary. Similar movements are active in Greece, Poland, and Slovakia. Meanwhile, the European Union continues to fail economically. And a recent poll shows that for the first time, most EU citizens don't like the idea of the European Union.
Europeans' faith in and belief in the European project, the fact that economic integration should be good for them, well, they don't believe that anymore.
In Rome, an Italian taxi driver says Europe should be written off, not Italy. It's Europe that's not working. In Spain, homeless families are squatting in unsold apartment buildings. In Greece, former members of the middle class find themselves sleeping outdoors. It's no longer just Europe's ghettos that are breeding grounds for radicalism. Today, trouble is brewing all across Europe. Dale Hurd, CBN News.
This is what you're seeing. This is what you're seeing in Europe, and it's the radicalization of Islam. I'm telling you, this it's collapsing. It's going down. You're seeing a perfect storm, if you will, of radical Islam. You're seeing the economy, which is tanking in Europe, and it's a breeding ground. It's a breeding ground where now they have these ghettos and ethnic tribes that are just fighting against each other. And you look back at, I mean, what happened in London with this British soldier that was decapitated. His head was cut off in a street.
Yeah, broad daylight.
I mean, who does that? I mean, and
Satan.
Satan. In the last 10 years, have you ever even heard of that? And this is a serious thing. Listen, your eyes, you need to be awake to this type of stuff. And you can't say, well, it's just happening across the waters and it's just happening something else. This is trouble. The European Union is comprised of 27 member states. That's Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Cyprus, Denmark, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary. I'm not going to list all of them for you, but it's the Netherlands and Poland, and Spain, United Kingdom. There's 27 of them that make up the European Union, and it's being destroyed. Mm-hmm. It's being destroyed, and you're looking at a place now that is allowing radical Islam to spread and almost fanning the flames for it, at the same time suppressing Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about it, I believe it was in Germany where the German couple of families over here in the United States seeking asylum because they won't even let them homeschool their children. And the reason why this family wants to homeschool their children is because they're teaching things that are against the Bible.
All right.
Graphic pornography in their textbooks, asking the children to call out to Satan. I mean, it's like, what is this? What is this? Listen, it's in trouble, and the only hope is going to be Jesus Christ. Remember, the goal of radical Islam and what Quran teaches is that either you're going to convert, they want to bring you into servitude, or off with your head. It's all about JJ. You got to listen to the segment Jews and Jesus. We're going to make that related for you on the torch, but it's all about trying to exterminate God's people, and it's important to see what's happening over there. Because let me tell you, that same plan, that same strategy wants to get a foothold, wants to get more than a foothold in the United States. And we can lose this country. We can lose this country if we don't stand up for the truth and we don't defend the Constitution.
That's right.
You can't have that. They want to have a caliphate. They want to have a Sharia law, which will supersede, in their eyes, they would want it to supersede the Constitution. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. But it only happens if God's people stand for the truth. It only happens if my people, Second Chronicles says, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways. But we're going to have the country that we want. The question is, what type of country do you want? What type of country do you want? And it's time. It's time to do a checkup. It's time to really recognize. And we can't fall asleep. One of the things that alerts me, has me concerned, is that people can hear so many things happening around the news and around the world that they become desensitized. And they just say, that's just one other thing, or there's nothing that I can do. Let me tell you something. That one praying person can have more impact than any political speech, than any faction, any plan of the enemy. You know, if God be for you, who can be against you? That's just one praying person. What happens when the church just begins to pray, when the church falls on its knees, when the church begins to repent, when the church cries out for God? Let me tell you something. We turn a nation.
Mm-hmm.
We can win a nation in a day.
That's right.
But it starts with the church. You talk about the economic crisis and the domino effect. Listen, it could very well easily start right there in Europe. Greece has been held back But it could start there and absolutely spread over to this country. Right now, we've been talking about this, how homeless people are squatting in unsold apartments in Spain. We did a whole segment about this months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the locksmiths are partnering not with the mortgage companies, but they're partnering with the local citizens. They refuse to change the locks and kick people outside of these homes and apartments. They're living in high-rise, beautiful places, but they're squatting there, squatting. And you have Greece. That you have middle class people that are sleeping outdoors, homeless.
Wow.
You're seeing a storm that's brewing in the middle in Europe, mm-hmm. and it's a really dangerous thing. The only hope for Europe, if you listen to us in Europe, the only hope is Jesus Christ. When you're it's not in the rioting, it's not in all these type of things. Listen, your hope is in Jesus Christ. You need to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. We need truth where darkness is reigning. Truth and light belongs in the darkness. When you see darkness, you have to shine the light. And when the light appears, darkness must flee.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. That just partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.